This is a professor of legal studies at the University of Georgia. We are joined by Nathaniel Groh once again. Nathaniel, how you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was reading your article on it, and you know, this is obviously much more serious of an allegations than Spygate because of you know, the fact that they violated some Espionage Act of 1996 potentially, and many other things. If they're convicted, you know, what are we seeing in charges possibly for the Cardinals employees?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I mean, anytime you have a criminal investigation like this, especially a high-profile one, it's possible the defendants would plead to some sort of deal, especially in a case like this where they're facing potentially up to 10 years in jail for this offense. And so, especially the lower-level employees, they're likely to get pretty scared. And it wouldn't be surprising if they cut some sort of deal. In other cases of this nature, in other industries recently, first-time offenders typically see something more on the order of, like, 2 months, maybe a year in jail at most, sometimes just probation. So depending on how aggressive the prosecutors want to be, it could run the gamut anywhere between, you know, no jail, but again, up to potentially 10 years.
So how long of this investigation, is this something that we've seen, like obviously we haven't seen in the sports world any, but is this something that happens in a lot of other businesses?
I think my understanding of what happened in this case was some of your listeners, and you might remember about a year ago, the Astros had some confidential internal documents leaked to the website Deadspin. And it appears that what happened at that time was they reported this to the federal authorities saying, we think somebody's hacked into our computer system. And then the federal authorities subsequently tied that to employees who are working for the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's not uncommon if a company in any industry thinks that somebody's hacked into their, you know, network, that they report that to the authorities, and then the FBI potentially could launch an investigation. This case is obviously just much more attention grabbing because, as far as I know, this is the first time anything like this has happened in the professional sports industry.
Now, let's say the Cardinals hacked into this information and they found out that indeed Mr. Lunau, who had used to work for them, had taken their proprietary baseball information with him over to the Houston Astros. Would we see a countersuit? Would that be at all a reason for them to say, we did this to prove he was stealing?
I think that could be an argument, and maybe that could give them, you know, a little bit of, you know, it could give them a little bit better case with the prosecutors or in court. You make it a little bit more justifiable, but ultimately, at the end of the day, the law doesn't really make an exception for cases where you're trying to make sure one of your former employees didn't steal any information. Hacking of this sort or unauthorized access to computers is just against the law, period, regardless of the intent, but again, it could have some, you know, mitigating factor in terms of sentencing potentially.
We are talking about what potentially could be one of the bigger scandals we've seen in sports in some time. And Nathaniel Groh, assistant professor of legal studies at the University of Georgia, the Cardinals and the Houston Astros. So, what do you think is the biggest violation? Is it the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act? Is that the one that they're going to go after? Is it the Economic Espionage Act, the Uniform Trade Secrets one? Which one's considered the most egregious?
I think probably the uniform. There's this under the Economic Espionage Act here in the States, there's a separate provision dealing with trade secrets. Whenever a company's got confidential, valuable information that somebody steals, to me, that's probably the more serious offense if the prosecutors can prove it, both because it has higher jail sentences attached to it, but also under that law, the Cardinals organization as a whole could potentially even be held criminally liable. If the prosecutors are convinced that this scheme goes high enough up into the organization, they could just say this entire corporation, the team itself, we're charging with a crime here, which is less likely in most cases under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. And obviously that would be, you know, a major headline if a Major League Baseball team were criminally convicted of criminal activity.
Now, I'm assuming Major League Baseball will just let the courts handle this, but You'd think at some point they've got to get involved because, or do you think we're going to see something similar to what we saw at the Patriots? I know it's not nearly, you know, it's much more serious of an offense than inflate or deflating balls, I should say, where, you saw a few of the ball boys in New England get suspended and such. These guys, from what I understand, one of their employees was using his home address, so his home IP address. So would it be the organization or would it just be the individuals they go after?
From MLB's perspective,
the law.
I think it depends on where the investigation leads them. So if it becomes clear in the evidence that this is just a few low-level guys at the Cardinals who are, messing around doing something they shouldn't have done, then maybe the investigation just stops there. But if there starts to be some kind of paper trail or somebody, admits that, a higher-up person in the organization was involved as well, then potentially the investigation could go all the way up to the top. I mean, from Major League Baseball's perspective, I think I saw today that Commissioner Manfred had said they were just going to defer to the FBI investigation, and then once they see what the FBI finds, they would react accordingly. There's all sorts of potential punishments, that Commissioner Manfred could implement in this case. I would be surprised if there wasn't some sort of penalty imposed on the Cardinals, even if it was just a few lower-level employees. The question is just how severe baseball decides to punish the team for this case.
Do you think that this is something that they would have preferred to handle internally, or maybe they did try to handle internally, where Houston might have went to the commissioner, might have went to the league and said, hey, this is what happened, what should we do? Or is it that you think they just went straight to law officials, but to the FBI?
I think my understanding of what happened was that Houston reported – I don't think Houston originally suspected that it was anybody in the Cardinals involved. I think they just thought they'd been hacked. And they reported it to the authorities, and then once that, once the cat's out of the bag there, that wherever that trail takes, the federal authorities are going to follow it. And so, I mean, I agree. From Major League Baseball's perspective, they would probably have rather just settled this internally, quietly, and avoided the press. But once, Houston went to the federal authorities, there's not a whole lot of control that, baseball lost control over it at that point.
Yeah. This is, I don't think, a story that will go away anytime soon. Being in the court, how long is this gonna take, do you think?
That's a good question, too. It's not entirely clear how far into the investigation the federal authorities are. I think they're pretty far since it's been almost a year, but you don't know how much longer they're planning to look into this. Once they file charges, I mean, theoretically, somebody could plead guilty and, just be sentenced the next day. So it could be really short, or the legal process could potentially drag it out a year or two. I would be surprised if there wasn't some resolution within the next 6 to 9 months, though, just given the pressure that will be on the defendants to plead and cut some sort of deal to get a lesser jail sentence in this case.
Do you have any history or background? Like, how long are, because from what I understand reading your article that, some of the former, the Cardinals, they just went through his previous passwords and just used them all. And that's how they tried to hack into it. How much time do you think it would take? Like, how serious or how adept do these guys have to be at hacking to figure this out?
I believe that the New York Times story today said that the FBI was characterizing it as an unsophisticated attack, if that means anything. Now, maybe our definition of that's different than theirs, but it does sound like they were just kind of going through and using old passwords and seeing if anything clicked, and it just so happened that it did. So given that they are working from home and don't seem to have covered their tracks very well, I'm guessing it probably wasn't all that sophisticated, but it's beyond my area of expertise to know what it takes to hack into the Houston Astros database.
Yeah, no, I was just curious because it seems like, in one sense, a very strange story. And then in the other one, people get upset over a guy leaving. And then in pro sports, I found at times you have managers, their one biggest fear is that somebody's always getting an intellectual edge. They're watching our practice, they're stealing all our plays, right? Sports is always like that, so I could see guys taking it to this degree because they convince themselves that for sure he stole their plays and their scouting reports and their propriety in the first place, and the only way to get it back was to do this. Like, I'm not sure what St. Louis ultimately thought they were going to gain other than saying, look, we caught you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, this is almost the next level of, stealing signs or something. Now that statistics and all this internal knowledge has become so valuable in baseball, it's almost, you know, inevitable that somebody would try to see what other teams knew. I think one of the big questions for baseball is just what information did the Cardinals get and what, how did they use it? If it was just to try to embarrass, you know, Lunau or something like that, maybe it's not as serious. But if they were stealing things that gave them some sort of competitive advantage on the field, then I think that baseball, Major League Baseball's response could be even more severe for that reason.
Appreciate the rundown, Nathaniel. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.